After coronavirus patients leave a UNM hospital room, housekeepers like Elizabeth have the task of cleaning up. We enter scared, with one or two masks on, thinking, am I protected or not? Elizabeth said she spends 8 hours a day in potentially contaminated rooms, yet she doesn't know if the blue surgical masks she's using are sufficient to keep her from getting sick. Even though you try to calm yourself down, your nerves win. So many things go through your head, that you could get infected, that you won't be able to go home and see your kids. Elizabeth preferred not to use her last name to protect her job and specified she's not speaking on behalf of UNMH. Alicia Hernandez, a member of the cleaning crew and a delegate of the Hospital Workers Union, says cleaning staff are some of the most exposed, yet they don't receive the N95 masks that have been shown to stop the airborne virus. And she says their supervisor still hasn't trained them on how to deal with COVID-19.
So far, they have not taken the time to do so. They're claiming on one of our meetings that we already been trained, but it's a totally lie.
The Hospital and Healthcare Worker Union has asked the UNMH administration to provide hazard pay and paid leave for quarantine, as well as training about how to use new cleaning chemicals. Hernandez says they've not responded. Mauricio de Segovia is an organizer with the union. He says there are times when housekeeping staff are met with pink laminated signs telling them to stop and go to the charge nurse and get an N95 mask and other protective gear.
However, as housekeepers follow those instructions, they go to obtain the adequate PPE, and then they are told that they don't need it, and to proceed with the cleaning without the equipment that's already specified on those signs. From our standpoint, we believe that those precautions are still in effect when that sign is up.
Although the hospital has COVID-19 practices in place, De Segovia says staff who speak Spanish or who don't have consistent access to email or internet are left out of the loop. He said no other sector of workers has as many Spanish speakers as the cleaning crew does. Since KUNM's reporting on this issue last week, De Segovia says the hospital announced by email that their COVID-19 town halls will now have Spanish language interpretation, but that many cleaning crew workers likely won't see that email. He said the environmental services director has ignored doctor's notes from two housekeepers, making them work in COVID-19 rooms even with high-risk health conditions.
One of which was told, well, if you can't work these rooms, then you might as well just go home.
KUNM has repeatedly asked UNMH for an interview with the director of the Environmental Services Department, and they refused. Dr. Eve Espy is chair of the OBGYN department and co-chair of the PPE committee for the hospital. She says all employees deserve to feel safe at work, and they can call a special unit to get personalized safety instructions.
Every employee gets personalized guidance from occupational health relative to, you know, what work functions they can and can't do.
De Segovia, the union rep, said most Spanish-speaking cleaning staff don't know about the occupational health unit or can't access that service without permission from their supervisor, which isn't always granted. Alicia Hernandez cleans 30 rooms a night, working from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. She says she sees a connection between women who engage in care work like cleaning and childcare across the world. Their work is critical, but they're treated as disposable. She said after she spoke with KUNM last week, her supervisor tried to intimidate her out of talking to the media, but still, she's not afraid.
Never been afraid of speaking up to my director, never been afraid of speaking to the director of human resources when I know that is my right to do it. Speaking out loud in behalf of my co-workers, I believe is my right.
In April, the union sent an email inviting UNMH CEO Kate Becker to join their workers' town hall to hear their concerns, and they picketed outside her office. They say Becker didn't reply. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.